It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. Sponsored by A Slice of the 80s. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, boys and girls. We're back.
We're here.
Yeah, in Bradford. And guess who we brought with us?
Santa.
Oh, good to see everybody today. Glad that you're here and have so much fun on the radio show today reading some of the letters. I was told there were some questions for me.
That's right. Yesterday, Sparkle, who wrote in yesterday and asked a bunch of questions, we said, we have to ask Santa tomorrow.
That's right. I think it was Aubrey.
Oh, yes. Aubrey. She's 9 years old, isn't she?
She sure is.
Okay, Santa, take it away.
All right. Let's see here. Aubrey, 9 years old. What's your favorite part about Christmas? Well, my favorite part about Christmas is giving gifts, because I can give gifts to people and make the joy that's there and let them know the love. And let's see, what's your favorite holiday? Not counting Christmas. Well, I got to say, for me, it has to be Easter time. It's there because it's connected with Christmas together. They all connect Christmas there. And now I wish I had more time. I could tell you a whole lot more of the story about Christmas and Easter. Ask your mom and dad and things there a little bit, some of that story.
I like Easter because of the chocolate bunnies.
Yeah, chocolate's great.
All about the chocolate.
That's always good with the chocolate and the cookies. I mean, that's part of that next question to ask. Last question. What's your favorite snack? Well, you know I like cookies. You know, there's two types of cookies that I like. Homemade and store-bought. It doesn't matter. but you know, probably the other favorite snack other than cookies, I like chocolate-covered cherries. It's always kind of been one of my favorites. Well, that's some of my answers to your questions there, Aubrey. I'd love to hear what some of your favorite snacks are and your favorite holidays and everything.
If you'd like to get a letter to Santa, our official Santa mailbox is at A Slice of the 80s on Congress Street.
And on the back of the letter, you can color a coloring page and win something cool from the Main Street Movie House.
That's right. And they're going to put it up so everybody can see your work.
That's right.
Santa, look at the back of that one from Audrey. Is there a coloring picture on there?
There sure is. Beautiful Christmas trees decorated and an orange train with black wheels.
Oh, I love choo-choo trains.
Yeah, that's Clyde's favorite is the choo-choo trains.
You know, it's always interesting to be able to see how everybody sees differently the same picture. It's basically all coloring the same picture, but they have wonderful different interpretations. I love the creativity of how they can color that. Please, do the best you can with coloring those pictures. I love to see them.
Now, this one here is from Felicity. She doesn't have a list, really, for Santa, but she has a beautiful coloring page.
She does have a beautiful color, and she's taken some time to have different colors to different parts of the train and everything else. Different bulbs are different colors. Oh, beautiful colors there in the midst of that. Looks like she probably spent so much time coloring that she didn't get a chance before the pizza came to do the letter. So she's going to have to come back and give me a letter.
I like the beautiful blue that she used. Yo, that sky looks gorgeous.
Oh, it does. It does. Not a cloud in the sky there or anything else. So beautiful.
Kind of like today in Bradford. A beautiful sunny day, huh, Sparkle Joy?
Sure is. It's gorgeous here today.
It was a beautiful trip down here, and I hope it's going to be a beautiful trip back. So it should be. It's. I can't believe how warm it's in today.
What do you think about that, Robbie? Robbie's our reindeer in training. Oh, yeah. Robbie says yesterday was nice because the snow was very soft on his hooves. But today, hey, we had to put the wheels down on the sleigh, and that's okay. We have the technology.
We do, in fact, have the technology.
You know, I love the technology of all the elves on the North Pole making sure that I can get to wherever I need to be. And I'm glad to hear that Robbie's behaving himself down here in this travel and everything else, okay?
Now, let's say hello to the boys and girls who wrote earlier in the week.
All right, there's one from Lucas. Oh, he's on Derrick Road in Bradford. And Nora. And then there's Annalie. Cadence and Alan. And oh, I love all the pictures and the colors are there. Oh, beautiful job, all of you, ready to go to try to do that.
You're going to make a couple appearances this weekend, aren't you, Santa?
Yeah, tomorrow morning I'm going to be down here. There's a big celebration, I understand, here in Bradford downtown. I'm going to be part of that there for a breakfast with Santa tomorrow morning. Beef Eater's Restaurant. They said it's supposed to be pretty good food.
You're going
to
love it.
It's right by a slice of the 80s.
Oh, okay. Great. Maybe I can stop by both of those a little bit. I know I'm going to be there, I think, for about 2 hours, and then I'm going to be doing some train rides with that celebration downtown. Well, I guess it's not train. It's supposed to be a wagon ride or something. I just was given the basic details before I left, trying to remember all of those things.
Well, that's why we're here, Santa. We keep track of all the little stuff.
Well, I thank you guys for doing that, too.
What time do you start at Beef Eaters?
I think it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 10. And then I think I'm going to be leaving shortly after, walking straight over to the wagon rides and things there, so downtown. So I'll be there till about noonish. Then I got to get back and get some things done.
That's the old-fashioned Christmas on Main Street in Bradford tomorrow, yes.
That's right. It's going to be all day long. All kinds of stuff going on in Bradford tomorrow.
And I understand there's a free movie.
There is. The Polar Express is going to be at the Main Street Movie House at 11:30.
One of my favorite movie times there, and trying to see one of my favorite movies. So enjoy the movie and things. I'll be thinking about you guys from that movie. I love to watch it again every year. I'm going to have to watch it here again soon.
We're going to take a short break and thank our sponsor, A Slice of the 80s. We'll be right back.
Woohoo!
Yippee!
Hooray! Yeah!
A Slice of the 80s isn't just a regular pizza shop. It's like a whole experience. At A Slice of the 80s, you can celebrate your birthday in the Totally Rad Arcade. And there's a totally new escape room called Escape the 80s, where you and your friends can team up to escape the 80s and the 90s. It's a totally awesome experience in a rad atmosphere with epic food and drinks. And don't forget about the deliveries. A Slice of the 80s, totally awesome food at totally 80s prices, like for sure.
And we're back.
Woo-hoo! Hooray! Yippee!
All right. And guess who's here? Santa Claus!
Hi, everybody. Oh, it's good to see you. You know, I had such a time trying to get here this time. You know, I was in such a hurry. I decided that I was going to go ahead and get some of my suit washed and things. And instead of giving it to Mrs. Claus, she was busy with the elves, busy trying to make the cooking was there, then making the hot chocolate and everything else. And I knew I had to get my suit refreshed. Well, I had a bad thing happen. I learned that red and white don't go too well when you're going to the washing machine.
Ah, that's why you're wearing pink.
It kind of turned out a little pinkish. You know, it looks all the same color. Well, I'm going to have to get Mrs. She wasn't happy because she said, "You just made more work for me." So, oh, well.
Oh, Santa.
Well, I tried. At least I didn't do all of the elves, all that, and everything else. Could you imagine all the problem we have all the elves in pink and everything? Oh.
You don't remember, do you? He did that to us about 55 years ago.
Well, I don't see a problem with pink.
I know, Sparkle Joy. I know that. Pink's not my favorite color, though.
The problem isn't with the pink. It's with the when they started with red and white.
That's true.
And I'm sure it probably won't be the last time I do it either. So Mrs. Claus is always telling me, "I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, don't do that."
Well, Santa, we're just about out of time. What do you think, Sparkle Joy?
I am so sad.
I know. We want more time. Well, next week, Santa, you'll be back, right?
Yeah, I'll be back again there. And in the meantime, you know, we'll have Jasper Tinsel and Buford Scuffle and Sparkle Joy. We'll make sure that everything is well. No, I'm not forgetting about you, Robbie. Oh, well, or Clyde. Everybody, they'll be taking care of you until I get back and read your letters. And they'll tell me all about the special letters that I need to make sure that I respond to, and maybe some special questions that you have. I've enjoyed being here today. Thank you for being so good with this, all right?
And get those letters into
A Slice of the 80s.
Yeah, that's on Congress Street. All right, here we go, Robbie. Up, up, and away.
See you later.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.